You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
That swung on it, hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
It's game two of the three-game set between the Athletics and the New York Yankees. Frankie Montas on the mound against J.P. Sears. Coming up, you want to talk about a Ray Fosse classic? It's Ray with the great Derek Jeter. Oh, this is going to be so good. Roxy Bernstein joins us from Yankee Stadium. And, Roxy, I got to tell you, you better be good today.
Uh-oh. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
was I not good last night?
You better be. You better be fantastic.
Well, I wasn't good last night.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be better today. It's Derek Jeter.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Be that way.
Explain to me how you go. Let me see how that walk. Catcher's interference, hit batter, catcher's interference. Explain that one to me.
I can't. Look, we're seeing things that just make your eyes pop out and you're pulling your hair out, right? How about Frankie Montas' last start? Carries a no-hitter into the eighth. Yeah. A's have a 1-0 lead. The Mariners scored two in the ninth without the benefit of a hit. And then, I mean, last night, as Vince and I talked about during the game, and I know you've hit this point too, you can't give the Yankees free outs. You just can't give them bases. You can't put guys on. They're just going to kill you if you do. And that's what's going on, like in a game like last night. You gave the Yankees opportunities, and you gave them extra outs. And you gave them free base runners. You can't do it. So Vince and I were talking about this before. You look at the stats for this year, and just the A's as a ball club. The A's have hit 51 home runs. Okay, and this is game number 76 tonight. The Yankees have hit 54 home runs in the month of June. They've hit three more home runs in the month of June than the A's have hit the entire season. I mean, that's right now, look, the margin for error is razor thin for this team. And the A's are going to be competitive. They're going to give them a chance to win, but they just can't make mistakes. And unfortunately, that's you make a mistake against a team like the Yankees and you're going to lose. You just can't do it.
We had Doug Glanville on earlier today on A's Cast Live, who works for ESPN just like yourself.
My partner, Doug Glanville.
Yeah, both you guys are national guys. So I asked him, you know, we're about to have July, so I'll ask you, put your national hat on, your ESPN hat.
Okay.
If you had to buy stock in one team to win the World Series, and I know it's late June, who would it be?
Taking the Yankees, are you kidding? I mean, they have a winning percentage of 730, Chris. They're 54-20 coming into the game tonight. 54-20 to start the season is the best record in the majors. It also marks their third best 74-game start in franchise history. It's also the third best start through 74 games by any major league team in the last 93 years. So, look, is there a weakness? I don't know, because we all fall in love with the long ball. Chicks dig the long ball, right? They hit home runs. And they have the second-best ERA in baseball to the Dodgers. They pitch. But they also play defense. I don't think defensively they get enough credit for how good they are in the field. And this is going to blow your mind, Chris. The Yankees have not allowed an unearned run in their last 31 games. You have to go back to May 25th was the last time the Yankees surrendered an unearned run, and it's the longest streak in franchise history, and there's a little asterisk with it because the last unearned run they surrendered was the free runner placed at second base in an extra inning game, and that run scored. That's an unearned run. The last time, because of an error, they surrendered an unearned run. You have to go back to May 19th. They're defensively amazing, and that's the thing that I think people overlook when you talk about the Yankees. It's home runs, it's pitching. It's also the defense is phenomenal.
By the way, your buddy Doug Glanville took the Dodgers. I'll just end on this.
Okay.
Chicks dig the long ball, but they don't like short series because in short series, all that regular season stuff doesn't matter. You have a great call.
I hope so. It's not up to us, but look, anytime Frankie Montas takes the mound, it gives you a chance, right? And the A's just have to find a way to score him some runs, Chris. They just can't score for him. He's had 29 runs of support in his 15 starts. 29 in 15 starts. That's crazy.
That's frustrating. Have a good call.
Talk to you soon. Talk to you in the third.
Coming up next, Ray Fosse and Derek Jeter, a Ray Fosse classic right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time-of-use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
This is A's Total Access.
Ray Fosse, Derek Jeter, this is going to be fantastic. And Ray talking to him about what it's like to have been a Yankee his entire career.
It is indeed an honor to be joined by one of the all-time greats, and I mean that sincerely, and that is Derek Jeter, shortstop, the captain for the New York Yankees. And Derek, congratulations on a tremendous career, and I know you have announced that he's going to retire. I think you're going to come back after another great year. But what has it meant for you to be a Yankee your entire career?
It's meant the world to me. You know, I was born in New Jersey, so I was a big Yankee fan growing up, and you know how the draft is. It's sort of a crapshoot, so I was very lucky and fortunate to be drafted by the Yankees, and even more blessed to be able to play my entire career here. So it means the most to me.
You know, and I think that's special because there are players, and I think of George Brett, of course, prior to free agency, player stayed with one ball club. But throughout your career, to have the championships, and again, I feel like that in watching you play the game, to have a good time, you play it hard the way you've always done it. Where did that come from as far as the way you play and have always played the game?
I've never taken anything for granted. You know, I've always tried to play hard. And, you know, when I came up, it was a little bit of a different culture. You know, I was playing for an owner that if you didn't do your job, he'd get rid of you and get somebody else. So, you know, I always felt as though I had to go out there and prove myself every day. And I think the least you can do is play hard. I mean, this is a game of failure. You're going to fail more than you succeed, but there's no reason for you not playing the game hard.
And, of course, the man you're talking about, the boss, late George Steinbrenner, what did he mean to you? I know the way you talked about him, but he wanted to win. And, of course, having you, I'm sure that's exactly what you wanted to do. How did that work together for you two?
Worked good. We had the same thought process. You know, winning was meant the most to both of us. And, you know, we had a great relationship. You know, it all started with the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry. And we used to we better have little side bets on the football games. But, you know, he's always dealt with me and treated me with a great deal of respect and vice versa.
And you call Joe Torre always the same Mr. Torre. You're a great manager, world champion, going to the Hall of Fame this year. Where did that come about? I know it's the respect I'm sure you have for managers and people in general, but where did the Mr. Torre come from?
You got to remember, when I came up, I was pretty young, and I did that out of respect. You know, he's like a second father to me. He still is today. We have a great relationship. He really treated me well when I was younger, and he had a lot of confidence in me, which means a lot, and I learned a lot from him.
The captain, Derek Jeter, shortstop for the New York Yankees, joins us on A's warm-up, playing shortstop. You've never played another position. You've always been at shortstop, and with changes and different things over the time, what has that meant to be in one position, knowing that every day you're going to be at the same shortstop position?
Well, I take a lot of pride in doing my job, and you know, I want to be out there every day. I don't like days off. You know, I always consider it my job to be available to play every day, and I try to stay healthy. I've had, you know, last year was a tough year, but with an exception of that, I've been healthy for the most part, which is, I'm very fortunate. But, you know, I'm happy that that's the only position I've played, and we still got a few months to go, but hopefully it's the only position I do play.
You know, one of the things, Derek, over the course of your career, and I've been blessed to be able to watch you from day one, 95 when you came up, and 96, of course, Rook of the Year and all the championships. But I don't think there's anybody in the game of baseball that hits the opposite field the way you do. How did that develop for you to be able to be so conscious of the opposite field? But last night you pulled a pitch to left field, but generally speaking, the best to go on the opposite field.
Well, I always try to stay inside the ball. I mean, that's just how my swing is. I don't know where it started, but you know, I tried to refine it over the years. I continue to work on it. You know, a lot of times people assume because I'm hitting it the other way that I'm late, but it actually is by design. Yeah, I do try to do it. So, yeah, I worked extremely hard coming up through the minor leagues with a guy by the name of Gary Denbo. Sure. He's still down there, and I've worked with him every offseason of my career, and we're very close, and he's helped me as much as anyone.
As I mentioned, the captain, you've been the Yankee your entire career, giving back the way you have throughout your career. And just everybody says nothing ever comes out of Derek Jeter's mouth except something positive. And it seems like everything that comes through New York comes through you, and at least that's a perception we have on the outside. But where, as far as giving back the way you have, where did that all transpire? And maybe because of Father's Day tomorrow, something special along those lines.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do try to stay as optimistic and positive as I can. You know, I try to help out others. You know, that's instilled with me. You mentioned Father's Day, but it's instilled in me by my parents. Sure. And you know, I've always had the belief, if you have a little, give a little. If you have a lot, give a lot. So I've tried throughout the years to do a lot of work with my foundation, give back to the community. And, you know, as a player, you try to give back to the younger players that come up. So there's many ways that you can have a positive impact in people's lives.
I'll say this. As I mentioned, I believe you've played the game the right way. The concern is somebody as great as you and great players that have played the game. What about now that you have decided to retire? What about staying in the game and being able to offer back to the young players all the great things that you've done and learned?
Yeah, I like to stay in the game. And, you know, my goal and my dream is to be a part of an ownership group. You know, yeah. I'd like to be the one to call the shots. You know, when you've been traveling, like you know as well as anyone, there's a great deal of travel when it comes to this job. So in terms of a coach or anything like that, I don't think I could do it because I'd like to, at least for a little while, be on my own schedule. But, yeah, I'd like to give back in the ownership role.
I can see you and Michael Jordan being a great team. Final thought, great career, and it's got to be, I'm sure, hard because you've been such a great player. But does any one thing stand out? I don't want you to mention the flip that you did here at the Coliseum that we always still talk about. But throughout your great career, what is the one thing that stands out as being the thing that you admire most about what you've done and about what the team has done?
It all comes back to winning. I mean, it's very, very difficult to win a championship, one championship, let alone multiple ones. And I've never taken that for granted. I realize how difficult it is. And you know, I've been fortunate to play on some great teams throughout the years. But, you know, winning those five championships is what stands out the most for me.
And I'm not surprised to hear you say that. Simply as I close, I would simply say this. You're one of the best I've ever seen. In all the years that you've played, I commend you for the way you have played the game. And I still say, as I said to David Justice down at the end of the dugout, you seem like that you play the game so well that you play it for free. And you make, you know, byproduct of all the greatness is because of that. But you're a great guy. I know the game is going to miss you, but best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. That is Derek Jeter of the New York Yankees, the captain.
Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. Great stuff right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Hitting the road with the family on your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad, you know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out of tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet, and you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
And here's our own Jessica Kleinschmidt, brought to you by Chevron.
Thanks, Townie. Jessica Kleinschmidt here as A's Total Access rolls on. Now, he's the host of New York, New York podcast. You've seen him on SNY. John Jastrzemski joins me today. John, thanks for stopping by.
Jess, my pleasure. I mean, it's not exactly 2000, 2001, or even 2018 with Yankees and A's, but I mean, I see those fabulous uniforms the A's are rocking at Yankee Stadium last night. Brings me back to a lot of nostalgic childhood memories with these two teams matching up.
Yeah. And we kind of talked about it last night. We always love a Kelly Green jersey, but I want to walk everyone through your and my conversation last night. I invited you on the show when the A's were up earlier in the game, 5-1. Now, by the time I started prepping for this show, the game had ended. It was 9-5. We know what happened. So it was very much a roller coaster of emotions. And you and I've talked about these two teams going up against each other. The Yankees will randomly lose a series to the A's. And last night it seemed simple, but when these two teams go at it, it's always an interesting battle.
Yeah, especially when they play in Oakland. I mean, historically speaking, Jess, the Yankees never play well in that building for whatever the reason. And I was a little fearful of this series just because the Yankees are coming off four very emotional games with the Houston Astros. And I think we're eventually on a collision course for the Yankees and the Astros matching up at some point in the postseason. So it's the idea of over the course of 162, how do you ramp it up and make sure that you're where you need to be against an A's team that's been struggling this year, and Montgomery got off to a rocky start and the Yankees fell behind early, but that's kind of been their calling card all year. Jets, they were very underachieving last year. I know they won 90 games. They were the worst 90-win team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Their fundamentals stunk. They didn't run the bases. They didn't play defense, and they got exposed in the postseason. This team's never out of a game. They're doing the little things. I know they don't show up in a box score, but they're doing the little things that are the difference between, you know, being a playoff caliber team,
yeah,
and dare I say a championship caliber team. Yankees got an it factor about them this year.
Yeah, and I want to talk to you about that. Now, nobody's ever actually sleeping on the Yankees, and we know that, but that seventh inning with six hits yesterday, it shows just how relentless this team is. And I believe there's 23 comeback wins this season, most in MLB. You mentioned some of these little things. What are some of those little things that could contribute to some of that relentlessness?
Well, they got a lot of dog in them. I think Gerrit Cole said that about a week or two ago. It's a great quote. I totally agree. They've added more grinders to their team. Just like a year ago, the Yankees felt like they had a bunch of middle linebackers up and down the lineup, and putting a value on base running and defense and putting the ball in play, it makes a world of difference. Like, guys can feed off of an at bat that you're going to get from DJ LeMahieu or Anthony Rizzo. And I know Josh Donaldson has not put up big numbers with the Yankees, but I do believe the sort of intensity that he has brought to the clubhouse has changed things. And the pitching staff has been off the charts, and the presence of Jose Trevino and what Matt Blake, their pitching coach, have been able to do. And I think in many ways, addition by subtraction, trading Gary Sanchez to the Minnesota Twins has taken some guys to the next level.
Yeah. And I love that. And I love that Gerrit Cole quote, not a quote I would think would come from him. And of course the A's are very familiar with what Josh Donaldson does. Always a guy that I think was always overlooked. So I'm glad he's finding somewhat some success. He played a pivotal role in last night's game as well. A guy that we always are talking about, this is a universal guy, and that's Aaron Judge. We know he went through an arbitration hearing recently. We don't know how much longer he will be a Yankee should these things not work out. But let's talk about this monetary value attached to this guy should he ever part ways. Does that number even exist for a guy of that caliber, and how much money is he even worth?
Well, you think about it, Jess. They offered him the contract before the start of the year, and I thought it was a fair contract, full disclosure, from the Yankees.
Right.
He's coming off a great year, but he's a big guy. You know what happens when you hit the north side at 31, 32, and he's a bigger dude. So you wonder how his body is going to hold up over six, over seven, over 8 years. So that contract comes out. Aaron Judge basically said, hey, guess what? Not good enough for me. I'm betting on myself. Well, so far, he's been the AL MVP. He's been as clutch as can be. He's got a ton of walk-offs. He's got a ton of big hits. And I think the Yankees basically have no choice. Just they have to pay him. He's
the
face of the franchise. You see all around New York City, all around the Bronx, the 99 t-shirts, the 99 jerseys. They got the Judge's Chambers out in right field. And he is just so marketable for the Yankee brand. They can't lose him. Now, do I think they're probably going to regret giving Judge a 7, 8, 9-year contract on the back half of it? Yeah, probably. I mean, find me the 8 or 9-year contract that usually works out. It doesn't normally work out when you're talking about guys north of 30, but the Yankees have no choice. They have a win-now team. They have a championship caliber team. He's the face of the franchise. I think he's going to be the next captain if he stays here. And I get it. The Dodgers have a ton of money. The Giants are looking for a star. The Mets now with Uncle Stevie Cohen is spending money like crazy. But when do the Yankees lose out on a player when they really want him? They lost Robinson Cano, but in all fairness, Jess, they really didn't want to re-sign Robinson Cano. They kind of gave him a half-hearted offer. I don't think that's the case with Judge. I think he'll be a Yankee.
And I agree. And it makes you think, because when guys go to free agency – and they want those huge contracts, the high AAV, the longevity, the Yankees are usually who they're thinking of. So who else could be better equipped to have a guy like that? I'm right there with you. The stuff that's not even on the baseball reference page he brings to the table, and I think it's awesome.
We'll have part two of that tomorrow right here on A's Cast. But up next, Steven Piscotty is back off the IL, and he joins Roxy Bernstein, A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
red, white, blue, and baseball too. You won't want to miss 4th of July fireworks after the A's game on July 4th.
And the pitch is swung on, hit to right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall! Do you believe that?
Come see your A's take on the Toronto Blue Jays, then head down to the field to watch the post-game fireworks show. Tickets start at just $15. Find your seats at athletics.com. Don't miss the A's July 4th post-game fireworks show presented by 7-Up.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka! Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
This is A's Total Access.
Stephen Piscotty is back from the IL. Here he is with our own Roxy Bernstein.
Chris, A's Total Access continues from New York. Game two of this series. It's the A's and the Yankees here in New York. And the A's get a welcome sign and lineup tonight, fresh off the IL and his rehab assignment. Stephen Piscotty is back with the ball club. And for you, I got to imagine it's pretty much a relief to finally be back in the lineup after the last month and a half or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you're in the lineup is a good day. This day especially, you know, put in a lot of work over the last couple of months, really. And, you know, it just feels good to get back, see the guys, and know that you're in there.
Unfortunately, you've had to deal with some injuries the last few years, and then you get this season going, then all of a sudden you have to deal with it again. How do you keep that in perspective in terms of not letting your frustration get the better of you that, all right, here I go again?
Yeah, I mean, once it happens, there's no other road than forward. So you just got to deal with it. After an injury, you know, it's out of your control, and you know the focus shifts to healing and getting back to it. And I've been through it a few times, more than I'd like, but each time you just got to put your head down and start working again.
Looked at your numbers in Las Vegas and pretty good in your rehab assignment. How do you feel right now where your swing is coming off the injured list and the rehab assignment?
Yeah, I felt good. I was glad to get so many at-bats down there. It's nice playing those games when you're getting 5 at-bats pretty much every night. I felt like the first 2 days, I was like, man, I need to catch my timing a little bit. And then by that third game, started to like get in rhythm. And then the last 2 days was just kind of ironing out some of the things I've been working on. So it felt really good. Got the sights back and all that sort of stuff. So I'm excited to get out there today.
What's that process like for you when you're trying to refine that rhythm in your swing and you're going through that process? What's it like for somebody that all of a sudden you're having to find that rhythm again?
Yeah, it almost feels like spring training in a way. Sometimes we'll go out there and the first few days you feels like you're getting your doors blown off and you're not seeing anything. But a lot of us know after a few games you start to feel it again. And that was kind of the same path that I felt like I was on. And in that, I guess my third game was like, all right, now I'm really feeling it. And then I had 2 more games, like I said, to iron that out. So, I felt good.
There's a great story in baseball right now. You're waiting for your college teammate and the guy you've known for a long time, Mark Appel, to make his major league debut. And he's been through a lot, stepped away from the game, came back. I know you're very friendly. In fact, I saw your dad posted a picture of him with the Appel family. But for you, when you see Mark and what he's gone through to get called up to the Phillies, what did it mean to you?
I was just so proud for the guy. I've known, you know, some of the struggles and the things that he's gone through, and it's definitely been hard on him. You know what people say and all that. I can't even imagine, you know, being in his shoes. And it was just really interesting. I felt like he had such a good attitude going into this season, kind of like a whatever happens type thing. And he just wanted to go out and have fun and be with the guys. And You could tell there was just a little bit more happiness in his voice. And sure enough, I think I came out of the game, saw a text, a call, and a voicemail from him. I was like, oh, I wonder what this could be about, which was just really cool. Gave him a call, and just hearing the excitement in his voice was something special, and just so happy for him.
And for you, when you were at Stanford with Mark, you were also a pitcher back then. Now, he was the Friday guy, but you were the Sunday guy. It's not like you were chopped liver. You were a pretty good pitcher yourself. Do you miss those days at all?
Oh, yeah. I miss pitching. There's something about like being on defense and like in every pitch. I miss it. And I've done it since I was a kid. He leaps and bounds better than I was. I was a starter just because someone got hurt. It was kind of fun doing that together for sure.
You ever looked when they're looking for a position pitcher to go into the game? Do you kind of try to make yourself known, or hey, you know, give me a chance?
I have, but the rumor is you're supposed to throw really slow so that you don't get like a line drive hit back at you, which to me seems counterintuitive because then the guy's got a better chance to hit it. But I don't know if I would be the right guy if they asked me to go in and just lob it in there. But who knows?
Great to see you back. Have a good one tonight.
All right, thank you.
Stephen Piscotty, the Oakland A's. Chris, back to you in the studio.
Yes, let's keep them healthy. Let's get them productive. The A's need as much offense as they can get. Coming up next, we'll get the injury report and the stat of the day right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Any swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall, and out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Time now for the stat of the day, brought to you by Mechanics Bank. The A's are taking on the hottest team in baseball. The Yankees look to become the fifth team in the live ball era, that's since the start of 1920, to win at least 55 of their first 75 games. The teams that have done that, the 1928 Yankees, the 01 Mariners, the 1998 Yankees, and the 1929 Philadelphia Athletics, who started out 55-20. That is unbelievable. The Yankees have hit 54 home runs in June. That is a ton. The most home runs ever hit in June is 56. That was done by the 2016 Orioles and the 2019 Braves. Most home runs ever hit in a month. Doesn't matter what year. Just the most home runs ever in a month, what year, what month, was in August of 2019. The Yankees hit 74. 74. That is unbelievable. Time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Mark Kotze, Steven Piscotty is back. Unfortunately, Jonah Bride going on the IL.
Well, he's obviously back in the lineup today. He's in DH, and he'll play right field, maybe left field. We see him kind of just transitioning back into the roles that he was in when he was here before he went on the IL.
And Jonah Bride with the shoulder goes on the IL.
Yeah, no question. We were excited about having Jonah. Obviously has the opportunity to go out and perform, and what we've seen so far we've liked. The progress he made defensively, and then the at-bats, from day one were very competitive, and it's an unfortunate timing for him to have this injury, and a freakish injury too.
Coming up next, our interview with Doug Glanville from ESPN right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
This is A's Total Access.
Former player, broadcaster, podcaster, and a professor at the University of Connecticut, the great Doug Glanville stopped by A's Cast Live, and we first started talking about how half the teams in baseball, it's not even July, are under 500.
I mean, that's a good point, and you do see, you wonder where that line is to be have and have nots, right? And the decision for the teams that are below that line, what their decision-making process is going to be. Are they going to say, well, hey, let's just build for the future and then effectively become farm teams for the teams that are making that push? I know they added another couple of playoff teams, but even that is above the line. And I think it should be. I don't think teams like under 500 should make the postseason when you play 162 games. I mean, that's a lot of evidence right there. But there's no doubt that things are sorting out after we had the shortened 2020 season. And you wanted to see, with that playoff format where they had all these wild card teams, and you wanted to see how things would reset. And look, resources matter. And although there's teams that, like the A's, have found ways to win, to just be able to have that extra push to, you know, acquire someone at the deadline, or just have the depth that the Dodgers have where they have like 18 all-stars. I mean, yeah, you're in a better driver's seat. There's no question about that. And it's something that baseball is constantly trying to address. And, you know, maybe the lottery system and draft, so maybe things will help a little bit, but there's still an elephant in the room.
If you are running the A's and you got Frankie Montas, who a lot of people, and you know Peter Gammons real well, and Peter Gammons is reporting that Brian Cashman wants to come out after Frankie. His last outing, he had a no-hitter into the eighth inning. You're now pitching on this big stage. Yankees are the best team in baseball. Everybody's watching every moment. You go out again as Frankie Montas, have another good inning. How do you handle it? Do you want those phone calls rolling in right now, or do you want to wait till the very end and try and find a GM who is the most desperate, or a couple super desperate GMs who are fighting each other at the very end to get Frankie?
Well, you know, the advantage the A's have in this particular case, and some of it is a shame. We have to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But the advantage they have is all these teams will be interested. And pitching has been, you know, there was a shortage of it to some degree, even going into postseason. Once you got past Max Scherzer and a couple of those, like, who are the free agents? So they are in control. And that way you can go out and say, hey, what pieces are we looking to add? And then work that way. What team is going to give us the best shot of building where we want to go, whether it's by position or by depth or experience? So that's the advantage, because it's not just the Yankees that are going to come knocking. It's not just who's going to pay the biggest price. It's like, what prospects, if you're making that move, is going to bolster your organization going forward. So I think they're still in a good position, and they just have to decide those pieces of what elements there are. And right now, look, the A's are struggling. I mean, they have, you know, last in batting average and run score. You know, they're in such a rebuild mode that a lot of pieces are necessary. But the question is, when you get these young pieces, what happens? Do you just turn them over and rototill them into like some other organization? Or can you actually add the pieces to now go to the next level? And it remains to be seen based on the season.
And there is, you know, I'm finding a debate on how, when you get those pieces, how to handle it, because I look at other sports, but then old school baseball, people want to say, oh, you can't compare baseball. And I go, wait a minute, why not? Old school people want, if I draft Doug Glanville, or if I trade for Doug Glanville, I want to stick you in the minors for X amount of at-bats, X amount of innings pitched. And I'm going, wait a minute. I can look around at the Atlanta Braves. They got a bunch of guys who are 22, 23. I mean, how long do I really want to see guys in the minor leagues in modern-day baseball when I'm watching these other teams start to bring guys up 25 or younger? Let's go. Do you still subscribe to, I got to keep you in the minor leagues for 1,500 at-bats? Or, hey, man, I got to see this guy play, because we know we don't want to pay guys in their 30s.
I'll tell you, you make an excellent point, and I wanted to sort of repeat that message. You know, what you're looking at now is you have these young guys that are productive, and like right away they're coming up and they're able to produce. And you think, let's go back to the Chicago Cubs 2016 team. You know, you have Chris Bryant, so you had guys that kind of produced beyond their years, you know? And so when you have guys like that, what you're able to do is when you acquire the pieces, you already have the productivity. It's not like, oh, let me get like a middle of the order guy that's going to do now, because you already have young guys that are doing that. And that's the best of all worlds, because you have a longer horizon of productivity, Rizzo, all these cats that they were part of. And so the expectation is skewed younger now, that when you have Acuna Juniors and Tatis and all these cats that are like producing right away, they're stars, then it doesn't give you as long a horizon of patience to be like, wait a minute, why aren't these guys like, you know, yeah, fine, they're young. They are young, 22. I mean, I got drafted at 20 going to 21. So I understand that from one level, but these guys are producing. And so so you have to try to find that combination, ideally, that you have a young guy who's beyond his years in productivity and maturity. And then you're able to have a lot more freedom when you add the other pieces of experience. So yes, I think you can challenge the A's, or challenge the organization, say, wait a minute, like, how are we doing this? Because being young is not enough of an answer anymore. And so in terms of what I subscribe to, you know, yeah, I have a sensibility around learning all the facets of the game, right? Okay, that's great. You can hit, you know, whatever. but can you run the bases? Can you slide? Do you know how to do, you know, that's not as necessary today because there's so much focus on the specialization of what's important. Do you get on base? Do you hit for some power? Are you a guy who throws 100 miles an hour? Yeah, you're in the zone, maybe, whatever, but that's not. So I think there is a missing piece and a loss to development when you just focus on one element to say this is what makes you ready. But that is the game today, you know, and if you need a guy throwing 100, you get the next guy, right? And then you bring him in, whether he can hit the corner or if Seattle's throwing 100 and with movement, you don't have to hit a whole lot of corners. Okay. That's what we're looking at today.
To hear the entire interview, go to athletics.com/AceCast. Up next, Vince Catronio with Scott Emerson from the Bronx. You're listening to A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Red, white, blue, and baseball, too. You won't want to miss 4th of July fireworks after the A's game on July 4th.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall! Do you believe that?
Come see your A's take on the Toronto Blue Jays, then head down to the field to watch the post-game fireworks show. Tickets start at just $15. Find your seats at athletics.com. Don't miss the A's July 4th post-game fireworks show presented by 7-Up.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Who's feeling especially happy about their rides right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
In times like this, you need good gas mileage. This car, it has it.
Gas mileage is amazing.
The gas mileage is what's so great.
America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker is Honda. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Fuel efficiency based on 2021 EPA estimate of model year 2020 large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy.
Ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
This is A's Total Access.
It is the second game of the series, the A's and the Yankees, and we visit with pitching coach Scott Emerson. And Scott, last night the A's had the lead. It got away, and the A's on the short end, losing 9-5 at Yankee Stadium. You've been here enough. Is it a different feel, or what are the challenges of pitching in this ballpark against that lineup as good as they are in 2022?
Well, obviously, you got to make your pitches. You got to come in and have that ability to control your pitches, control your fastball, control the count. You know, I think Paul Blackburn came out, did a great job for five, moved his ball around, avoided damage the best he could. He left some pitches up, the home run to Rizzo, 366 feet. You know, I mean, those things are going to happen. A couple hanging breaking balls, cashed in a couple other runs. But, you know, they're the best hitting team in the league. Paul's been pitching really good. You know, he navigated it, in my opinion, well enough to obviously he left the game with us winning 5-3, and I think he did a heck of a job.
Emo, you're almost at the halfway point of 2022. You've tried a lot of combinations in the bullpen, a lot of arms, a lot of different situations. What's your sense of what these arms have learned, and where do you go moving forward with that group?
You know, you tell the guys, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. You never lose if you're learning. And the guys that can make up for the mistakes and learn faster are the ones that, stay around longer. So obviously we need some guys down in that bullpen to remember when they pitched bad, why they pitched bad, remember when they pitched good and how they pitched good, and get to those confident feelings of, hey, I belong here. And when you keep searching for whether you belong here or you keep searching for your stuff in practice, that's a hard way to go out and be able to pitch ball games. So the mentally tough generally survive, and that's the one thing that I've talked to these guys about, is you got to have that ability to trust yourself, trust your fastball command, trust your location, trust your off-speed pitches in a fastball count. And when you do that, you'll stick around. And when you don't do that, it's just kind of a hard way to go out there and pitch.
We talked last time about Domingo Acevedo, big frame and the way he kind of falls off the first base side, but he's been successful. He's a guy that you've given the baseball to in clutch situations, and he's performed. A.J. Puck is a big lefty from the other side, 6'7", and he has a little bit of that delivery that's always been kind of work in progress. He can be so important to your bullpen. Where are you with A.J. Puck right now?
Yeah, I think A.J.'s got to understand that, again, the power of the fastball. He's been given a gift. He's got a plus fastball that's middle to upper 90s, and, I always talk about hitting his timing and pitching his disruption of timing. And hitters can time that bullet, and especially if pitchers don't know where it's going. So, A.J.'s fastball command is always going to be very important with that ability to go inside to a left-handed hitter, the ability to go up and in to a right-handed hitter, and obviously the ability to go down and away with his fastball as well. And then the slider always plays, I think he's done an excellent job with his slider up to date. I was actually looking at him, 146 weighted average on sliders, and that's a good pitch for him. But, the hitters, if you constantly throw sliders and you're constantly throwing slow, the hitters will adapt. So that's why the fastball command really shows up for me. But the ceiling for A.J. is high, and A.J.'s got to believe in that, trust in that, get his confidence in that. And, he's having a good year, but I expect more from him, and I think the big man expects more from himself.
I know it's a team game, but watching Frankie Montas last week, and just it seems special the way that he was attacking and the game was going on, and you thought maybe here's a chance that from an individual effort, he could have something that very few guys get a chance to have with a no-hitter. What did you see from Frankie? And I know he exudes a lot of confidence for himself and inside that clubhouse as he gets ready for tonight's game against the Yankees.
Yeah, Frankie's great teammate, great pitcher, one of those guys, the ultimate competitor, wants the baseball, moves his fastball around. I mean, he commands his fastball. He throws strikes 71% with his fastball. He's got one of the best split fingers in the game. He's got a really good slider. He's developed that cutter that he's able to throw as well. So the pitch mix is there. The ability to throw strikes is there. Now it's just going out, putting it all together, putting it into the game. It's one thing to be really good on paper. It's another thing to go out there and put it all together. It's not about your pitches being independently good. It's how you mix it and how you put it together in the games to get hitters out.
Frankie gets the ball tonight against J.P. Sears of the Yankees. That's Scott Emerson. Tony, we send it back to you.
Great stuff as always. Game two between the Athletics and the Yankees from the Bronx is next, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Ah,
hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, it's also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.